Welcome back. Challenge 03 is called Join the Conversation, and it is the first time Day 1 asks you to participate in someone else's GitHub issue thread.
This is comments, mentions, and reactions, right? The social parts of GitHub that can feel small until you actually need them.
Exactly. You are going to open a peer simulation issue, leave a meaningful comment, use an @ mention, and add a reaction to the original issue.
So we are not editing files yet. We are practicing how collaboration sounds on GitHub.
Right, no branch, no commit, no pull request for this challenge. Your work happens in the issue conversation, and your evidence is the URL of the comment you posted.
Where are learners doing this? Is it still the Day 1 repository?
Yes, you are in your learning room repository, the private repository provisioned for you for Day 1. That is where the early contribution path happens. Issue, branch, commit, pull request, and merge, one skill at a time.
And Challenge 03 comes after filing your first issue in Challenge 02.
Yes, Challenge 02 gets you comfortable creating an issue with a clear title and body. Challenge 03 shifts from filing your own report to joining a conversation around someone else's report.
The classroom setup also says the student progression bot opens the next challenge when you close the current challenge issue.
That is the normal flow. Complete the challenge, add the requested evidence, and close the assigned challenge issue when you are done. If anything is different for your cohort, follow your facilitator's instructions.
Good, so learners should not go hunting for branches or files during this one.
Correct, Chapter 5 is issue practice. File editing starts later. Start from your Learning Room repository page and open the Issues tab. If GitHub keyboard shortcuts are active for you, pressing G and then I can take you there.
And if that shortcut does nothing, it is not a failure. Just use the repository navigation and find issues.
Exactly. On the Issues page, you are looking for an issue titled Peer Simulation. Welcome link needs context. If your facilitator assigned a real buddy repository, you may use your buddy's Challenge 02 issue instead.
What if the peer simulation issue is not obvious in the list?
Use the filter bar or the label filters and look for the peer simulation label. You can also check whether you are viewing open issues, because closed issues may be hidden depending on the current filter.
And a direct link from the facilitator is fine too.
Definitely, the important part is that you open the issue, read it, and respond to what it actually says.
Let's make sure the word issue is clear. What is a GitHub issue in plain language?
A GitHub issue is a trackable conversation about work. It might describe a bug, a missing document, an accessibility barrier, a question, or a feature request.
So it is not just a complaint box.
Right, a good issue gives the team something they can act on. It usually includes what happened, what was expected, where it happened, and any useful context.
What does the issues list feel like with a screen reader?
You will usually hear a list of issue titles, status information such as open or closed, labels, authors, comment counts, and timestamps. Many learners move by headings to jump between issue titles more quickly than arrowing through every item.
And NVD, users may switch modes depending on what they are doing.
Yes, browse mode is useful for reading headings, links, and issue text. Focus mode is useful when you are typing into the search box or comment box. NVDA plus F7 can also open a list of headings, links, form fields, buttons, and landmarks when you need to reorient.
Low vision learners should also know that Zoom can change layout, but the pieces are still there.
Exactly. Look for the Issues tab, the search or filter bar near the top, the open and closed filters, and then the issue titles. At high zoom, some navigation may wrap or move, so use page search if you need to find the word issues or the issue title. Once the peer issue is open, read the description before you type. Your comment should respond to the specific situation, not just say that you agree.
What would a strong comment sound like here?
Something like, at Gandalf bot, good catch on the missing context in welcome.md. I found the same issue near the welcome link, and I think adding one sentence that explains where the link goes would help new readers.
That gives a location, confirms the observation, and suggests a possible fix.
Yes, you could also ask a clarifying question. For example, at Gandalf bot, is the goal to explain the link before the user opens it, or should the link text itself be more descriptive?
That is much more helpful than a bare plus one.
Exactly. A good comment is specific, encouraging, constructive, and actionable. It helps the next person decide what to do.
Let's slow down on @ mentions, because that little symbol can be stressful the first time.
An @ mention is the @ sign followed immediately by a GitHub username with no space. GitHub turns it into a link and usually sends that person a notification.
For the simulation, the username is @ GandalfBot.
Yes, if you are using a real buddy repository, mention your buddy's exact username instead. Spelling matters, and the username must match exactly.
So it's @ GandalfBot will not work.
Right? There should be no space between the @ and the username. After you post, check that the mention renders as a clickable link in the comment.
And the reason is not just technical, you are signaling who should see the message.
Exactly. In open source, people often work in different time zones and read threads later. Mentions help route attention without needing everyone in the room at the same time. The challenge also asks you to add a reaction to the original issue.
Like a thumbs up, hooray, or heart.
Yes, reactions are lightweight signals. They can acknowledge an issue, show agreement, or thank someone without adding another comment that says the same thing.
How do I add one if I am using a screen reader?
Look near the issue description or comment for the button labeled Add Reaction. Activate it, choose the reaction you want, and then confirm that the reaction count or icon appears.
Is a reaction alone enough for Challenge 03?
No, the required evidence is a thoughtful comment with an @ mention. The reaction is an additional collaboration feature you are practicing.
The challenge form asks for evidence. What should go there?
Paste the URL of the comment you left on the peer simulation issue or buddy issue. You can also add a short note such as, I commented on the peer simulation issue about the welcome link, and I added a reaction to the original issue.
How do you get a direct comment URLs?
Each comment has a timestamp or a small menu that can lead to a link for that comment. If that is hard to find, copy the issue URL and describe which comment is yours, but a direct comment link is best when you can get it.
And there is a peer check too.
Yes, if your facilitator gave you a real buddy, check whether they commented on your issue and reply. If you are using the simulation, reply to Gandalf or to your own peer simulation comment with one follow-up thought.
So completion is not about writing a perfect paragraph.
Right, one thoughtful comment with an @ mention is enough evidence, as long as it actually participates in the conversation. The culture behind this matters. Open source communication is usually written, asynchronous, and visible to more people than the two people talking.
Which means tone has to do extra work because nobody can hear your facial expression.
Exactly. Helpful feedback often starts by acknowledging what is working, then identifies a specific concern, explains why it matters, and suggests a path forward when possible.
Can you give a tiny example?
Sure, instead of saying you wrote this wrong, try, the current link text may be hard to understand out of context. Could we make it more descriptive, such as read the setup guide?
That comments on the content, not the person.
Yes, use we when it fits, describe the code or documentation instead of the author, and use tentative language when you are not sure. Words like might, could, and I think can make room for discussion.
And do not pile ons.
Right, if someone has already made the same point, a reaction may be better than repeating the criticism. Keep comments focused, and if a thread has been resolved, avoid reopening it unless there is new information.
Saved replies can help too, right?
They can. A saved reply is a reusable comment snippet. For accessibility work, you might save a respectful template for asking for steps to reproduce, assistive technology details, browser version, or expected behavior.
What if someone disagrees with my comment?
That is normal. Say thanks, clarify your reasoning, and be willing to adjust. A good thread can include disagreement without becoming personal.
And if feedback feels harsh?
Pause before replying. Look for the useful information inside the message, ask a clarifying question if needed, and involve a facilitator or maintainer if the behavior crosses a line.
What if I realize my own comment sounded blunt?
Own it plainly. You can say, I see that my wording came across stronger than I meant. Let me restate. I think the link text could be clearer for screen reader users.
That is a very real open source skill.
It is. Respectful repair keeps collaboration moving. If you prefer the terminal, the GitHub CLI can handle issue work too.
What would that look like for this challenge?
First, confirm you are in the right repository with commands such as git remote v and gh repo view. Then read before writing with gh issue view followed by the issue number.
And commenting.
You can use gh issue comment with the issue number. Some people let it open their editor and others provide the comment text inline. Either way, keep the comment focused and verify from the command output or by viewing the issue again.
Can the CLI create issues too?
Yes, GH issue create can prompt for title, body, labels, and assignees, or accept them inline. For challenge 03, though, the main CLI task would be reading an existing issue and leaving a comment.
Let me rehearse the whole thing. Open issues, find the peer simulation or buddy issue, read it, comment with a specific point and an @ mention, add a reaction, then paste the comment URL as evidence.
That is it. If you cannot find the issue, filter by the peer simulation label or ask your facilitator for the link.
If the mention does not work, check for a space after the @ and check the username spelling.
And if you cannot find reactions, look for the Add Reaction button near the issue text or comment. Screen readers should hear that label.
I like that this challenge is small, but it is not trivial.
Exactly, you are practicing how real collaboration begins. Read carefully, respond clearly, notify the right person, and leave a trace that someone else can follow.